couple weeks ago, Elon Musk went on one of his trademark tweet storms.
He does love him some tweet storms.
He loves a tweet storm. The target of his ire this time, short sellers. Musk said that short selling drives down GDP, that it incentivizes fraudulent behavior, and he even went so far as to say that it should be illegal.
So he doesn't like it, is what you're saying.
Not a fan of short selling.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think he's alone there. This is a view that I think on a gut level makes a lot of sense to people. Short sellers are just very easy to hate. So in a nutshell, a short seller is someone who bets against a company. In other words, who makes money if a company's stock goes down. And it's really easy to write off short sellers as like vultures who swoop in to feed on the carcasses of dead or dying companies. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Darius Rafieyan. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. Today on the show, short sellers. Feature or bug? Good or bad for financial markets?
And also, we're going to talk with a short seller. Coming right up.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Grow with Google. From coding to IT support, Grow with Google is helping Americans across the country learn new skills for the digital age. Learn more and get started at google.com/grow. Support also comes from NPR sponsor Nuveen. With a 120-year history, Nuveen is a pioneer in alternatives, fixed income, and responsible investing. Because when you invest in a world you're proud to leave behind, it isn't business as usual, it's investing by example.
After reading Elon Musk's scathing tweets about short sellers, we wanted to find someone who could help us make sense of all this, who could help us understand exactly what role short sellers play in the markets.
Xiaoxia Liu is a professor of finance at the University of Delaware, and a few years ago, she was seeing a lot of stories in the news about short sellers.
You read about this high-profile battles between short sellers and the companies they target.
So she was very interested in short sellers. They were very controversial, but there was this hypothesis that they actually could be very good for markets because they uncover bad behavior, and she wanted to test that hypothesis in a systematic way. So she and her colleagues, they looked at all of the companies that had been disciplined by the SEC, by the Securities and Exchange Commission, for cooking their books, for financial misrepresentation.
And what she found was that in the year and a half before the financial fraud was revealed, there would be a huge spike in short selling on that company. And not only that, but the worse the fraud, the more shorting there was. And the fraud tended to be exposed earlier when short sellers were involved.
There's evidence showing that short sellers actually act like detectives and they're making money, but in the meantime, they actually provide important benefits to the financial markets.
What she's saying is that the bad behavior, it always comes out, but short sellers make it come out sooner because short sellers actually end up being better at identifying fraudulent behavior than just about anyone else in the market. And this makes a lot of sense. After all, they're pretty much the only ones who have any incentive to see stocks go down. Company managers don't want to see stocks go down. Most investors don't want to see their stocks go down.
Well, you know, short sellers are financially motivated. So whenever people are financially motivated, they're going to do a better job.
Andrew Left is a professional short seller. In fact, it's possible that he's one of the people Elon Musk had in mind while he was railing against short sellers. Andrew has shorted Tesla in the past. He says he no longer has a short position in the company, but he is currently suing Elon Musk over his tweets. And the thing is, Andrew has been in the short selling game for decades. And to hear him tell it, he's sort of a Wall Street vigilante.
I enjoy exposing bad guys. When I see guys I think are doing, you know, bad things to the market or to investors. So that part I enjoy as well.
Andrew first got the idea to short companies back in the 1990s.
Out of college, I worked for a boiler room. I answered an ad in a newspaper where it said, make $100,000 a year. And it was pretty much just like cold calling at a commodities firm.
As I understand it, it wasn't the most scrupulous operation.
Oh, no, it wasn't at all.
Yeah, these boiler room firms are notorious. They were usually based in like a strip mall. And what these boiler room firms would basically do is they would call up people who knew nothing about investing and they would pitch them on like these once in a lifetime opportunities to get rich quick.
Have I got a stock for you? This one's a hot one.
Sure. And the boiler room firms would use lies and they would use fraud to pump up these crummy stocks. Andrew decided he just could not do it anymore, so he quit.
And then someone just said to me, hey, why don't we just short those companies? All these companies go down because they're not good companies, so let's make our money by shorting them. And it was like, oh.
Andrew knew that the stocks being pushed by these boiler rooms were BS because he'd been on the inside. So he started shorting them. He was basically swimming in the wake of the crooks.
Yeah, exactly. If these boiler room firms were saying that these stocks were great, he knew they were terrible. So he thought he'd make a profit off that. And he set up a blog called StockLemon.com where he'd publish newsletters calling out the companies that he was shorting. He'd be calling them out for fraud, for bad accounting, for bad business practices. The hope was that by publicizing their misdeeds, he could send the company's stock down and his short positions would pay off.
Then in 2015, Andrew set his sights on his biggest target yet, Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Now, you may not have heard of this company, but I guarantee if you were working on Wall Street at the time, you would have. They were getting a lot of attention. They had this business model based around hiking the prices of popular drugs. They were making a ton of money, and Wall Street loved them. But something seemed off to Andrew. He suspected that the company's earnings were not what they appeared to be. He had a hunch that the company was using a network of quote-unquote specialty pharmacies to artificially inflate its earnings.
So he shorted the company. Then he published a series of newsletters in which he called Valeant the pharmaceutical Enron. This caused a big stir on Wall Street, and Valeant's stock plummeted. And Andrew's combative rhetoric landed him on all the financial talk shows, where he was beating the drum for Valeant's demise.
Stop. Why is there heat on me? I'm not a publicly traded company.
Well, I know, but let's not be naive, though.
I put out information that turned...
Now, let's be clear here. Andrew did not get the details exactly right in his allegations against Valeant. If anything, the reality was even more twisted and complicated. What he did do was draw attention to what were undeniably very sketchy practices at the company. Journalists, investors, and even federal prosecutors took notice, and eventually two top executives were indicted. Valeant's CEO stepped down. The company has since changed its name. It's trying to rebrand and put the scandal behind it. But all of these revelations, they all started with Andrew Leff's fiery newsletter.
The point here is that markets work better. They become more efficient when they have more information, because more information means that the price of a company in the stock market will better reflect how good that company actually is. And Shausha says that short sellers serve a useful purpose in finding and collecting and understanding that very information.
For the market to be efficient, we need all sorts of players so that all this information could be incorporated into the stock price. So short sellers play a very large, important role, in my opinion, for market efficiency.
Someone like Andrew Left, he may seem really odious to us because he profits off of other people's failure, and that feels kind of icky. And to be sure, there are cases of short sellers doing unscrupulous things like spreading false rumors in order to bring a company down. But in the long run, in aggregate, the data suggests that these short sellers are helping to keep companies honest.
It would be a lot easier if I just bought, you know, Amazon all day. And
how come?
It's just being a short seller. You're going against the tide. You know, the companies always control the flow of information.
So why do you do it?
It's what I do. Trust me, I wonder, I question that every single day. Why do I do this?